This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Early this year, two gunmen opened fire in the office of the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo, killing 12 employees. The attack was in response to cartoon depictions of the Prophet Muhammad that some perceived as offensive. Earlier this month, the Pen American Center recognized Charlie Hebdo with their Freedom of Expression Courage Award. That action, in turn, caused almost 200 writers to sign a letter of protest, complaining that the satirical magazine was promoting, quote, cultural intolerance and belittling the disenfranchised generally. Charlie Hebdo is one of many magazines featured in a timely exhibit at San Francisco's main library. It's called Mad World, Subversive Humor Magazines from the Shmulowitz Collection of Wit and Humor. KLW's Stephen Shore tells us about it.
The first thing a visitor sees when entering this year's exhibit from the Shmulowitz Collection of Wit and Humor at San Francisco's main library is a large poster of a Charlie Hebdo magazine cover.
It presents a cartoon of Muhammad with a sign in front of him saying, "Je suis Charlie, tu es pardonné, all is forgiven."
Andrea Grimes is the librarian in charge of the Shmulowitz Collection.
And I'm special collections librarian in the Book Arts and Special Collections Center.
There's been a public exhibit from this collection of wit and humor every year since the mid-1950s. When Grimes first started working on this year's show, she was planning a display of general humor magazines.
And then the Charlie Hebdo killings happened, and my focus shifted dramatically. So I thought that it would be more controversial, actually, something that would cause more of a conversation with viewers if I presented satirical magazines, and that's how that came about.
The first issue of the magazine, published the week after the attack, is on a plexiglass-covered table, one of 14 housing the exhibit. Each table has a poster hung above it, highlighting the contents. One is devoted to an American humor publication that inspired Charlie Hebdo, Mad Magazine. Grimes remembers sneak reading piles of Mad as a girl.
Even I knew something was radical about it because we were all being told that we weren't allowed to read it.
The example on display deals with Nikita Khrushchev's visit to the U.S. when he was head of the Soviet Union. The joke is a discussion about which famous actor of the time might serve as Khrushchev's interpreter.
So it's a very, you know, it's political, it's subversive, it's funny, it's totally of the time.
And very well drawn.
Yes.
Another display across the room introduces visitors to a Soviet publication.
Crocodile, the official humor magazine of the Soviet Union, was founded in 1922 and ran through, I believe, 1989.
During the height of the Cold War in the 50s and 60s, there was such a controversy about Crocodile that it was banned in the United States.
They refused to send it through the U.S. mail to fulfill the subscription to the San Francisco Public Library. And there's all this correspondence, you know, the why we can't do it. It's scurrilous and scandalous and horrible. It's one of the worst examples of literature that we've ever seen, and it has no redeeming value, blah. And Nat begged to differ.
Nat would be Nat Shmulowitz. Try saying that 10 times fast. Nat Shmulowitz was a lawyer.
Nat Shmulowitz also went on to become a library trustee for a very long time, and in 1947, as a measure of his interest in the San Francisco Public Library, he gave his collection of jest books.
Jest books. Today we would call them joke books. They make up the foundation of this collection. When Nat traveled, which was often, he'd pop into bookshops looking for a local laugh. The result?
Now the collection has about 37 languages and dialects in it. By visiting the Shmulowitz Collection of Wit and Humor, everyone has a chance to see more than 450 years of a very lively collection.
One local satirical publication featured in this exhibit was so underground when it came out that today its originator has effectively disowned it. I'm talking about The Nose, founded by Jack Boulware. He's now the director of Litquake, the San Francisco-based organization that, quote, fosters interest in literature.
I don't really ever tell people about it. I never included it in my bio.
Because this was a joke on journalism? Why?
Well, nobody's going to pay you to do this sort of stuff.
It's tough approaching advertisers when your magazine has stories with titles like How to Eat Your Own Dog. That really happened. The Nose, like Charlie Hebdo, also made fun of religion. One cover, currently on display from 1994, is titled From Chastity Belts to Biker Gangs, Those Crazy Christians.
The illustration is a photograph of a guy who looks a lot like Jesus sitting on a Harley.
Bulwer says there was no protest about this. Why?
We didn't have a very large circulation, 40,000 total.
Bulwer credits the library's Shmulewitz collection as a big inspiration for The Nose.
Before we launched the magazine, I would come up here in the library and read examples of published humor from around the world. It was such a treasure trove because where would you find that sort of stuff? Where would you find this kind of inspiration?
When asked about whether satire can go too far, as in the case of Charlie Hebdo, Bulwer prefers to judge not on that topic.
In the case of Charlie Hebdo, it's difficult for Americans to really comment on this because we don't live in France. We don't know their culture. We don't know the history of this publication.
He does find humor in the open letter signed by a couple hundred authors protesting Charlie Hebdo receiving this year's Courage Award from the Penn American Center.
I do enjoy the fact that a lot of them had admitted they'd never read it. And that to me says a lot. You should, if you're going to formally step out and denounce something, you should at least read it.
And that, says Andrea Grimes, is one reason the library has this collection.
Satirical magazines are a reminder of the importance of freedom of speech, the ability to read, the freedom to read, the freedom to think without being persecuted in one way or another.
Nat Shmulewitz had a motto, one the library keeps alive.
Without humor, we are doomed.
And he might have added, then as now, sometimes we have to laugh to keep from crying. At San Francisco's main library, I'm Stephen Short for CrossCurrents.
The exhibit Mad World, Subversive Humor Magazines from the Shmulewitz Collection of Wit and Humor is on display at the San Francisco Main Library through this weekend. More details at klw.org. Click CrossCurrents.